coming up on today's Compassion Radio.
I thank the Lord because He sharing me His suffering. When I go to enter to this hurt fire, I feel that the Lord honor me to have the pain and hurt inside.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. From the front lines of faith to where you live, this is the daily radio journal of God's hand at work in the world's toughest places. How hard is it really to be a Christian? In today's world, we often see persecution in terms of political opposition or inconvenience. But around the world, it often means you're alive one minute and dead the next. Or on your way home with the groceries and suddenly being abducted. Today and tomorrow, Bram brings us a priceless interview from overseas that we've been eager to share with you. It's with a persecuted Egyptian pastor whose gripping story will have you at the edge of your seat. Now, this man speaks no English, so you'll be hearing largely from our fine interpreter on site. Let's get to it. Here's Bram.
It has been a beautiful day, I've got.
Thank you, Bob.
You've introduced us to some important friends here, and we spent the afternoon here having a great time of reunion for you, family of Pastor Salama Habib. And the story I heard was that he had been deported more than once to Egypt.
Yes.
Run out of the country because he's been so open with his faith.
That's right.
Pastor, thank you for welcoming us into your home. You have been very generous with us.
Thank you because you are blessing us to coming to our house. So happy with your staying with us and spending some time. We are so happy with all the team together. And we promise that we will pray for your vision here in Jordan too.
Amen. We've been traveling together with the World Mission team. And of course, the word and the treasure is an important part of ministry to, especially to refugees. And I'm traveling with them because I represent a radio program that is broadcast all across the United States. And we don't often get a chance to sit down with pastors from countries like Jordan.
So,
it's an honor for me to have you in my house. Thank the Lord because you have this vision to this, to the world. From my heart, I always wish the kingdom of the Lord can reach all the Jordanian here, and especially the Arab people and Muslims too.
والمهجرين من الدول
and the refugees which are around us.
في الأردن الأردن بلد ملجأ لكل الهاربين من
Jordan
حروب.
Is an orphanage for all the peoples who are come from all over the world.
واستقبلت عبر الأزمان جميع الناس اللي اضطهدوا.
They have war in their country and the people was persecuted in their country.
في سفر العدد إصحاح 19 بحكي عن مدن الملجأ.
In Deuteronomy 19 and verse 11 talk about the city of hostage people.
الأردن من مدن الملجأ اللي
Jordan
كانت
is one of the cities.
It was a safety, a house of refuge.
House of refuge. Yes.
Many thousands of years ago. It's still a house of refuge today.
Yeah. Yes.
فالأردن بلد رائع جدا وطيب.
So Jordan is a good country and
وحكومته ناس طيبين جدا
and
جدا.
And the government also they are welcoming people.
ملكنا رائع. ملك الأردن ملك عبد الله رائع جدا.
King Abdullah is a generous one.
وهو رجل من الله.
And he is a man who came from the Lord.
وقلب الشعب الأردني مفتوح لل.
And the heart of Jordanian naturally they are open their heart for the people.
وأنا بصلي إنه الرب يغطي الأردن بسحابة مجد وبركة.
And I'm praying for the Lord to cover all Jordan with the cloud of His glory and
خير وسلام.
And peace and gifts.
أعظم ما في في البلد دي السلام.
The most important things I saw in Jordan is peace.
بسبب الملك وبسبب الحكومة.
Because for the reason is this what we have peace before our king because he has wisdom enough to give us calm time. I'm thank the Lord because we have chance for all the people to come to be happy and have peace in Jordan.
إنه إحنا تعلمنا من الأردن المحبة.
If you have this good time with us because we are taught to love each other in the Jordanian here.
الأردن مفتوحة لكم قلوبنا.
Jordan is open for you and our heart to you.
There are not many places in the world which would be considered a city of refuge.
ما فيش أي مكان في العالم مدن السلام.
And across the Arab-speaking world, Egypt is a place. It's good for us to understand too that Jordan is a place like this.
إحنا كمان مبسوطين إحنا عرفنا إن الأردن بلد سلام.
But more importantly, it's important for us to understand that even though the country is at peace and is a place of safety for refugees,
إن البلد دي كمان كانت محطة سلام بالنسبة للاجئين.
That does not mean that the Christian church here is free.
ده مش معناه إنه هو كذلك إن الكنيسة هنا حرة.
Or that it's easy to do the work.
ولا حتى سهل إنك تعمل أعمال الكنيسة.
But Pastor, I thank God that you have been willing to obey him.
لكن سيس أنا بشكر ربنا إنك أنت عندك الجراءة الكافية لكي ترضى الله.
And at the risk of your own safety,
وحتى إنك أنت ضحيت بسلامتك الشخصية,
you've been willing to stand up for Jesus.
لأنك أنت مجرد إنك عايز تكون واقف قدام الله في الثغرة بتاعته.
And that he has honored you by allowing you to share in his suffering.
وهو ربنا متعك وشرفك بإنك تشارك آلامه.
من كل قلبي بشكر الله لأنه اختبرت الألم.
I thank the Lord because he sharing me his suffering. When I go to enter to this hurt time, I feel that the Lord honor me to have the pain and hurts inside.
الوجع اللي أنا مريت فيه عبر ثلاث سنوات أو سنة.
The hurt which I have through these 3 years which I was suffering, 2 years in 2006 up to 2014.
إنه الحياة مع يسوع مش بس فرح.
It was a good lesson to me that not all the life is happiness with the Lord.
لكن فيها كمان مشقة.
But sometimes you have suffering.
كتاب بيقول طوبى للذي يحتمل التجربة.
And the Lord say in His Bible that blessing the man who is standing in front of me while he was suffering.
أنا دخلت الألام بشكل صعب جدا.
I have suffering hardly and badly.
انطردت من بيتي.
They threw me out from my house.
من كنيستي.
From my church.
من عائلتي.
They cast me out from my family.
من محبتي لأولادي.
From my children love.
من أصدقائي.
From all my friends.
بدون أي سبب.
Without any reason.
Yes.
ولا بعرف شيء.
And I don't know until now. I don't know why.
كل probably on the evil word of others.
ممكن ده لأن الأشرار بيأذوا الآخرين.
أكيد.
Sure.
Now I understand that torn away from your family is very, very hard.
أنا عارف إن يبعدوك عن عيلتك ده حاجة صعبة جدا جدا.
And I can also imagine as a father myself.
وأنا كأب شخصيا.
That to be put in a place where my children can't be ministered to by me would be a very hard thing to know my children would.
لما يبعدوني عن أولادي وما أقدرش أخدهم ولا أرشدهم. أعتقد ده موضع صعب جدا.
And that God has been gracious to you by putting you back in your family for these years.
ورب عمل صنيع عظيم جدا ورحمة ليك إنه رجعك لعيلتك بعد كل هذه السنين.
آمين. نشكر رب.
I want to say something about the hard thing which
ربما تفيد الآخرين.
Maybe it will be useful for some people after that.
المرحلة اللي أنا مريت فيها بعيد عن بيتي.
The period which I spent it while I'm away from my house.
Hold on a second. The time that he spent away from them.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
ما فيهاش بصيص نور على الإطلاق.
This timing it was a darkness timing. I didn't see any light at all in this time.
ولا كان هناك أي علامات بإني ممكن أشوف ولادي إلى الأبد.
And also over there is no hope to me, come to me, prove to me, or make me feel that I will see my children again.
No hope of reunion.
Yes.
اعتبر انهم ماتوا كلهم وانت دفنتهم.
And devil was try always remind me that you have to understand that you have all your children and you burn on them. You put them in.
You offer your children as sacrifices.
Yes.
Okay.
وكان دائما يوصلني مسجات من عالم الشر.
And I always have received a message from the devil wallet, evil wallet.
ما في مجال انك تشوف بيتك تاني.
There is no hope to see your home again.
So the accuser is coming against you to tell you there's no hope.
That's right.
Okay. So how did Jesus bring hope to you?
Boy, there's the $10 million question, eh? We'll get right back to the program with an answer from our guest in just a moment. Friend, this coming March the 25th will mark our 74th year of broadcast ministry on radio, which means the day after that, we will kick off our 75th year on the air. Quite an accomplishment. Friend, thank you so much for listening and for your unwavering support of this Boots on the Ground ministry. Please do consider a special anniversary gift this month. It would bless us so much to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or you can reach us online and give right at our website, safe and secure, at CompassionRadio.com. We'll have a lot more to share towards the end of the broadcast, and we'll also pass along our mailing address at that time. In the meantime, let's get back to today's program.
So how did Jesus bring hope to you?
في يوم من الأيام
One day
كنت في مصر
I was in Egypt
وأنا من لحظة ما دخلت المحنة والتجربة
Just when I have this exam I never stopped praying for the Lord
So during this time of testing he never stops praying
Yeah
But you still felt no hope
Yes.
Okay.
بس ما كانش جوايا أي صوت ولا في من السماء صوت.
But I didn't receive any message from inside of me or from the heaven to tell me there is another hope.
So when we are reading the Bible, it feels like it's not speaking to you.
ولا من الكتاب المقدس.
And also from the Bible, the same as you are. There is no promises at all. And it was all this 1 year and a half something inside of me just told me that.
إنه يسوع حي.
Jesus is alive.
ولا زال على العرش.
And he's still in his throne.
وإنه في وقت.
And there's a time.
حيحكم بالعدل.
He will judge by the truth.
ما كنت أعرف إنه حيجي هذا الوقت.
And I don't know that I will have this time to make me bad.
كنت مرات أسأل ناس. كم سنة ممكن؟
And I always ask the people sometimes that for how long I will stay like that.
So how long, kind of like the lament of David in the Psalms, how long, O Lord, must I wait for your like justification, for your vindication?
زي ما داود قال كده في الكلمات يا رب.
Yeah. كان يقولوا ممكن للأبد.
When I ask some people who has relation and ask them about situation, when I back, he's saying maybe forever. Mm.
So even as even the people were counseling him that you have to live with this for the rest of your life.
زوجتي هنا كانت تعمل محاولات.
My wife was trying with them.
وكله كان يقول مستحيل.
And they always told her, forget it.
And trying, she was supplicating to the government
That's
to
right.
provide a way
she
for him to be allowed
him
back home.
A letter asking to her husband back.
بنتي كمان كانت وكان
And my daughter also but no way
وبنتي كان لازم تتزوج
And my daughter has to marry and she came to Egypt while I was there tell me that I can cancel my marriage
إذا أنت ما جيتش
If you are not coming to me
Okay so your daughter comes to you and says I won't get married unless God brings you home
That's right I can do this
And she's willing to
Yeah
وإحنا فكرنا في حلول بشرية.
And we are thinking about human solutions.
وإحنا قلنا ممكن تتزوجي كمان مرة.
And we say that you can make your marriage in Amman and then came to Egypt and we will make a party for you or a new marriage and then it will be official also.
وهي قالت مستحيل.
And she say impossible.
Again, these are man's solutions to a problem that God wants to solve.
That's right.
وأنا كنت تعبت جدا نفسيا.
And in this time I was so upset too much.
ويأست كثير.
And I feel no hope.
وكنت أعيش لوحدي.
I was live alone.
وأعيش في بيت لوحدي.
And I was live in my house which I had it.
وكان مرات الشيطان يجي يقول لو بتموت هون ما حدا بيسأل عنك.
And sometimes they will attack me, tell me that if you are die while you are sleeping, nobody will look at you.
أكثر من 6 شهور.
More than 6 months I have this fight.
وأنا كنت أشعر بالخوف.
And I was feeling afraid.
أنا في معتقل.
I was feeling that I was in a prison.
بس عندي مفتاح أفتح.
But I just have the key for this.
And you have the key to your own prison.
Yeah.
وكنت أروح أخدم.
I was go and ministry.
وأرجع للمعتقل.
And I back for my prison.
وأقفل على نفسي.
And lock my prison.
So during the day you're free to go minister to others, but yes. Inside you were still.
That's right. Inside of me I have a prison.
وأسأل يسوع.
I always ask Jesus.
حينتهي هذا.
Are you sure that I have time for my freedom?
ما كنت أسمع أي صوت.
I didn't receive any message.
وفي يوم قبل ما بنتي تتزوج.
One day before my daughter married.
مشيت في شوارع القاهرة.
I walk in the Cairo street.
وحكيت مع الرب بصراحة.
I was talking with the Lord clearly.
كنت مش بصلي كنت بتكلم معه.
I was not praying for him. I was talking with him.
حكينا 3 ساعات.
We talk about 3 hours.
بعدين أنا تعبت.
And then after that I'm so tired.
فقلت له ممكن يا رب تقعد جنبي.
I have hurt in my legs because I'm walking while I'm talking to him, so I feel I'm tired. So I sit at home. Why not you don't come beside me? Can you?
ولما قعدت قلت له أنا تعبان كثير.
I told him I'm so tired.
وبعدين قلت له أنا بردان.
And also I feel cold.
وعايز أنام.
And I won't sleep.
تحضني.
Can I sleep in the floor of the street and then you hug me?
هو حضني.
And he hugged me.
هو قال لي.
And he told me.
روح جيب الشنطة.
Go and bring the bag.
هو حكى معي قال لي.
And he talked with me and told me.
هات شنطة هدومك.
Bring your bag.
حط هدومك.
And put on your cloth over there.
وخلص.
And be sure that everything will finish.
بدي أرجعك لبيتك.
I will send you back to your home.
قلت له هذا ممكن يوافق.
Nobody will agree about my back to Jordan. And was lying in the street.
وكنت شاعر بحضنه لي.
I was feeling that he's hugging me really.
قال لي.
And he told me.
أنا إله الأردن.
I am the God of Jordan.
مش هعرف أعمل شيء.
I answer him, God, I can't do anything.
قال لي بتروح على البيت.
Go home.
بتحط أغراضك في الشنطة.
Take your bag.
وبتقفل الشنطة.
And have a ticket to Jordan.
We get this clear right now that God Himself is telling you, after all of this waiting, after all of this silence,
yes,
in one day He decides to answer you when your wall has fallen down.
Yes.
And He's telling you to buy a ticket home.
And have your cloth and take your bag and go to have a ticket back to Jordan. Okay.
And even then, your spirit is saying, no, I can't go. Because they won't let me in.
I was told that they will not let me in.
But you obeyed.
Yes.
في هذا بالليل اتصل صموئيل ابني.
My son Samuel.
كارو تعال على الأردن.
Told me go and have a ticket and come to Jordan.
كنت سمعت من يسوع قبل ما صموئيل يحكي.
Before Samuel called me, the Lord was telling me this.
So Samuel confirmed what God had told you in your heart.
That's right.
وصموئيل كان حكى مع مسؤول في الأردن.
Someone was talking with one of the important people here in Jordan.
وهو حكى له ممكن يدخل أسبوع.
And I have the ticket and came.
والرب قال لي أنت هتدخل يوم الخميس.
And the Lord told me you will go in Jordan in Thursday.
It sounds to me like God was saying, I will resurrect you and bring you back on the third day.
Yeah.
Well, well, even then, we're in a rush.
بالنسبة لي أنا حاسس إن لما ربنا تاني ولا في الرابع يعني.
أنا كبت الطيارة يوم الأربعاء.
I have the plane on Wednesday.
ووصلت يوم الأربعاء.
And arrived Wednesday.
وفي المطار قالوا لي ممنوع تدخل الأردن.
In the airport, said no, not allowed to.
ترجع تاني لمصر.
You have to get back to Egypt.
So you came a day early.
Yes.
And they tell you to go away.
Yeah.
وأنا خدت ختم رجوع.
And I have stamp is refused.
ونمت في المطار.
I sleep in the airport.
Airport there that night. Yeah.
وصموئيل ابني وأصدقائه كانوا برا بيستنوني.
Samuel and his friends were waiting me outside.
كان موضوع صعب كثير.
It was so impossible.
بوعية كده.
And I'm not normal me to sleep like that with my cloth.
لكن في هذا الوقت نمت تمام.
But in this time I slept deep sleep.
الله في الحلم قال لي.
While I'm sleeping I have dream the Lord told me.
هتدخل الأرض.
You will go in to Jordan.
وأنا قلت له يا رب خدت ختم عودة على مصر.
I have refused and have to back to Cairo.
والله قال صدقني.
And the Lord told me believe me.
And due to time limitations, we're going to have to press pause right there. We'll get right back to this interview on tomorrow's Compassion Radio broadcast. Now, before we go for today, here's a word from Cher Nelson.
Hi, friends. This is Cher Nelson, just coming to you with a little message, which I don't really enjoy bringing to you, but I know you've been hearing on the broadcast that we are really in need of your partnership. Now, this message goes to people who are not on our vision team, people who are not supporting us regularly, those of you who are, we cannot tell you how grateful we are that you understand enough of our vision, enough of our message to continue to support the program by being partners with us to keep it on the air. We love you. We praise God for you. And I wish we could visit each one of you to tell you how important you are. But there are many, many of you out there that have given in the past for the projects. But somehow you haven't caught the vision yet of what the broadcast can mean in your life. How would you know about some of the places in the world? How would you have heard the testimonies of so many of your brothers and sisters around the world that love Jesus just like you do, but you never would have heard their story, their witness, their testimony had it not been for Compassion Radio? Please, will you consider keeping us on the air? We get messages from you. Let us know that you, many of you do understand what we're about. Here's one message. It says, I support Compassion Radio because I love how this ministry is a voice for the voiceless. And you've heard Norm say that so many times. He wants to be the voice for those that can't be heard, for those who are suffering, for those who are needy, and for those who want to share the joy of the Lord with you from around the world. Someone else says, I've realized that my support is needed to help Compassion Radio bring stories from the field that are sadly ignored or simply overlooked. Do you hear these stories from your pulpit? That's not to put your pastor down, because you need to be taking the stories to him, because he has a lot on his plate to do, maybe doesn't have time to research these kind of things. You need to help broaden his awareness of what's going on in the world. But you do understand that there are not many places to go to hear these stories, and we want so much to bring these into your world, into your life, into your heart, so that you can have the joy with us that we have in being able to touch these people around the world. Your gifts can help us with so many things. First of all, of course, to keep us on the air. Most people have no concept of what airtime costs, but we know that we'll only be there if the Lord wants us to be there, but we have to tell you what we need for you to consider whether you want to be a part of keeping us there. But it also helps us take advantage of the many opportunities we have to travel to difficult places and to encourage those who are suffering for Christ. You've heard Norm talk so much about the ministry of showing up. We have lived that for years now. What it means to people to have someone come, look them in the eye, hug them, pray with them, and tell them there are people in America who love you, who are praying for you. That is the power that we carry when we show up. You give us that power. You give us the ability to produce and air daily programs, we need you to be a partner. We need you to be part of our vision team. Our vision team are the ones that pledge so much a month so that we have something that we can budget on. We need more of you to be part of that. And we will do special things for you as a part of that without wasting your funds. But people, if you love hearing what God is doing around the world, please take us into your hearts and support us.
Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or look us up online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.